With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Global African Hydrogen Summit of 2025 has opened in Windhoek and will run until 11 September, held under the theme Ambition in Action, Fueling Africa's Green Industrial Revolution. The summit brings together heads of state, ministers, investors and industry leaders. Angie Scholtz for Future Media News.
Pre-summit masterclasses got underway in Windhoek today ahead of the Global African Hydrogen Summit. The sessions focus on practical skills in hydrogen and renewable energy, giving participants tools they can immediately apply in their workplaces. Organizers say the workshops are also designed to shape organizational strategies and prepare African companies to take advantage of opportunities in the fast-growing green hydrogen sector. Beyond the training, the classes provide an early chance for delegates to begin networking with investors, policymakers, and technologists from across the world. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Windhoek.
A Stellenbosch University study has found that a father's heavy drinking can stunt children's growth, reduce head size, and lower verbal IQ scores. Researchers warned of these risks on International Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Day, which is being recognized today. Here's Marlene van der Vries with more details.
It is, however, important to note that a father's drinking alone didn't increase the chances of a child being diagnosed with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. However, when the mother drank during pregnancy and the father was also a heavy drinker, the child was more likely to have the most serious symptoms of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's National Human Rights Commission has asked the international community to help bring perpetrators of serious crimes in the country's eastern regions to justice. The appeal was made during the opening of the Human Rights Council's 60th session in Geneva.
The call for justice for victims of the conflict in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo has been well received across the DRC. The country's National Human Rights Commission told delegates at the Human Rights Council that there can be no peace without justice. The east of the DRC has had conflict for three decades. Many leaders of armed groups have been integrated in the government after peace treaties were signed. Analysts say that has fostered impunity and fueled the constant cycle of violence. Qatar is currently mediating talks between the DRC government and the M23 rebels in Doha. Rights groups hope the perpetrators of serious crimes among the warring parties will be brought to justice. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
It's still not known if Prince Harry will meet with his father, Britain's King Charles, while on a visit to the United Kingdom. Harry has attended an award night in London for charity Well Child, which supports children with serious health needs.
I still remember my very first Well Child Awards 18 years ago. Before a beard, I had hair. You know what it's like. And I walked into the room, and within about 3 minutes, I realized two things. The love and energy in the room was palpable, and so too was the unpredictability. And second, that I was completely hooked on it all. This night has been the highlight of my year ever since, and it's all because of you guys.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.